Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden and Vice President Harris both talking about the bombing at the Kabul airport 3 years ago. 13 service members were killed. Biden and Harris putting out separate statements today. Donald Trump hoping to tie Harris to the withdrawal decision. He campaigns today and has just arrived at Arlington National Cemetery. Two astronauts who intended to be on the International Space Station for just 8 days, staying up there for 8 months and having to return next year on SpaceX, the aircraft of a direct competitor to Boeing Starlink, the company that brought them up there.
Boeing employees tell the New York Post the situation is humiliating, with one saying, "It's shameful. I'm embarrassed. I'm horrified." Boeing saying in a statement, the company continues to focus first and foremost on the safety of the crew and spacecraft.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Three dozen states reporting activity of the mosquito-borne West Nile virus. Some have closed outdoor public areas, especially in the evenings, to prevent the spread of the illness. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin grocers are pushing back against accusations of price gouging. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has written an open letter saying local stores operate with razor-thin profit margins. Republicans are urging Donald Trump to stop personally attacking Kamala Harris and strike a new tone. Strategist Bill McCaution on WISN-TV's Upfront.
He needs to bring them back with a little bit of humor, a little more humility, and focus on the issues.
Kamala Harris advisor David Plouffe tells the program that Democrats have new momentum that will open up their strategy.
She'll have the financial resources and the people resources while you're throwing everything you can in a Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. And I mean everything.
The election is 70 days away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Please be careful anytime you're outside today. We're not just talking miserable hot, we're talking dangerous hot outside. With the humidity, it could feel like it's 110 degrees out there. If you're looking for a place to cool off, unfortunately, lots of public pools are closed for the season. Madison's Goodman Pool had to close early, and Mazomanie and Cross Plains have closed their pools, too. Just unfortunate timing when this is the first excessive heat warning we've had in all of 2024. Some splash pads are open, though, and most Madison beaches are open, and the water is safe. And a lease should soon be finished for Park Street to finally get a new grocery store. Officials started planning for a store 8 years ago when they anticipated the nearby Pick and Save would close. Neighbors wanted to prevent a food desert there. But figuring out the lease for the Park Cedar Apartments has been a long process, according to reporting from the Isthmus. The owner of the new urban market hopes to move in after signing the lease, start renovations, and open the store by next summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 50 3 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do, keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 93 for an actual high today. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
He himself lost in 2020. All of his hand-picked candidates have lost. And I think he's heading for another loss, this time to Kamala Harris. I think you all heard me talk last night at the DNC, the exact polar opposite of what Donald Trump is talking about. I'm talking about real freedom, bringing people together, accepting folks no matter what they look like, where they come from, who they love, who they pray to, and saying this is a place for you.
Governor Josh Shapiro. Man, how big is our bench? How deep is our bench? Yep. Holy crap. I mean, just every generation, every, what you call it, ethnicity. It was just amazing. Yep. It was amazing meeting so many of them in person. We have Latif, oh, God, am I getting her name right? I interviewed her. She's on my Instagram. She's running for Barbara Lee's old seat. Remember we met her? She was like, gave a speech. She was fantastic. There were so many people you never heard of that you were like, wow. Yep. Simon, Latifa Simon, I believe. But anyway, we'll try to get her on as well. We're trying to get as many people as we can on to help them. Because you know what? I think anything is possible this time. We were saying, I met a guy running for Congress in Indiana. Barack Obama won Indiana. I don't think we should give up anywhere this time. Exactly. I just think...
The mayor of San Antonio was on.
He was great.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he came on with us. Just a lot of people you go... We're going to hear about that. We're going to.
Exactly.
We want to get on the ground floor because you're going to know who they are, you know, in 3-2-1. Tristan Snell, I missed him. He was there. That's the thing. You couldn't see everybody. It was such a cluster.
One night at 8 o'clock at night, I had already gone to sleep. He texted me and said, yeah, is Stephanie around? I'd love to see her. And you weren't around. And B, it was too late.
I know. I know. Well, it was kind of like luck, too, who you would run into or not. Right. Ran into Hakeem Jeffries. We're going to try to get him on the show. How fantastic was he? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I loved his speech. He was super sweet. Caught him running. Caught our mayor, Bass.
Yeah, running. That's terrific, Bass.
She is and always will be terrific, Bass. Okay.
We haven't even talked about sexy liberal Chicago.
Okay, we'll get to that. Tristan Snell said, $500 million raised, surging in the polls, a powerful convention, a wonderful VP pick in most walls. If Kamala Harris can do all this in a month, imagine what she'll do with 4 years. Yeah, boy, let's get started.
Yeah.
What do we say? This is getting exhausting. Everyone says best one ever. I'm like, I don't know how we keep topping ourselves because we had Governor J.B. Pritzker, we had Chairman Jamie Harrison, Mark Hamill, Jan Schakowsky, Jill Weinbanks, everybody was at the top of their game, John and Hal and Frangela. Yep. It was, but you can still be part of it. Pay-per-view, it's only $20 and it helps keep all of this whole thing spinning if you go to sexyliberal.com. Get the pay-per-view, I think until Halloween.
Yes.
You can get the pay-per-view, watch it as many times as you want, but it was really a spectacular show.
Yeah, 2024.
A lot of free shots of my cooch. Not on purpose, but there you go.
Yeah, they were.
They were on purpose. You were.
Don't, I specifically instructed the cameraman, do not show the governor my cooch.
Yeah.
And then what? Oh, John took a shot of me laying on the stage from behind where my cooch is very, very clearly visible. And Chris has to help me and put like a cat filter there or like J.D. Vance's face or something. So that we, and then we're going to tweet that out to sell more sexy little
paper. You need to wear some underwear.
By doing that, you're only proving J.D. Vance's point. Do you really want to do that?
Well, I'm not. Oh, that kind of cat lady? I'm not. Because you can see my, you know, see?
Mm.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, by the way, Kristen Welker, did she almost bowler? But
almost.
Not quite.
She was this close.
Okay. I was missing very much Eric Bowler and Joe Madison this week.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Madison used to say that. What are you going to do about it? Right? It's a lot of people I wish were there with us. But anyway, she was trying to with J.D. Vance.
She tried.
14.
Yeah. The Census Bureau estimates there are 22 million women between the ages of 20 and 40 who, for whatever reason, do not have children. What do you say to those women who hear some of your comments, including childless cat lady comments, which you've been asked about, but who feel as though you won't represent them?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I will represent you. I want to be the vice president for the whole country, and I want to represent everybody. Mm-hmm. And yes, I made a sarcastic comment years ago that I think that a lot of Democrats have willfully misinterpreted.
No. You said what you said. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think if you talk to young women, whether they have children or don't want to have children, what you consistently hear is that a lot of young women feel like they don't have options. I saw this with my own wife, who's a working mother, who's a very, very accomplished litigator. She has three beautiful kids.
She has three beautiful kids. He doesn't, apparently. She does.
I see. He just can't. He makes everything worse, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, she's not white. I like her anyway.
She's okay.
What? No.
That she's not white.
Given that people have told you directly, have spoken out, have said that they were offended, they were hurt by those comments, do you wish you never made those childless cat lady comments?
I think that it's much more important for me to just be a normal human being who sometimes says things that people disagree with. I have a lot of regrets, Kristen, but making a joke 3 years ago is not at the top 10 of the list.
That's a joke?
Yeah.
It was a joke?
Oh, He's being sarcastic.
Jokes are supposed to be funny.
Right.
By the way, we have childless dog ladies, cat ladies, cat daddies, dog daddy t-shirts at stephaniemiller.com. I have a whole week's full of shirts. They just came while I was gone, Chris.
Oh.
My Kamalot, my Carmela, my say it to my face. What else do we have up? I can't remember.
Lots.
Oh, Chris is wrong. You got to get one of those.
Chris is right. Is outselling Chris is wrong.
Oh, shit. I wish that you were wrong about that.
I'm not.
Okay. Adam Kinzinger said if Donald Trump had been on the Titanic, he would have been scrambling to find women's clothing to put on and escape before everyone else. Thank you.
Amen.
So why, right, he played the Trump-tanic song at his rally.
It was weird.
Even Celine Dion is like, what's up, weirdo? That song?
Of all songs.
By the way, speaking of the mainstream media, Brett, our friend at Midas Touch, tweeted, breaking exclusive, Trump voter on CNN's Undecided panel says the network knew he was backing Trump all along and had him appear as an undecided voter anyway.
Yep.
People, I feel like, are just so done with the mainstream media and their framing of this and their spin of things. Like I was mentioning last hour, the New York Times headline, like, joy's not a strategy. It's like, oh, shut up. This, if anything came out of last week, it is they will not take our joy.
Right.
They will not snatch our joy from us.
No.
It is a powerful, powerful force. Yeah. How's your big advice? Peggy Noonan. The Chardonnay canaries were hungover. They were not happy. She said they stole traditional Republican themes. Oh, should I do this for her?
Oh, Brian Kilmeade was whining about that.
Oh, is he the one
morning.
Whining about
stole?
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stole it from Trump. He called it theft.
Oh, pardon me. I'll go back to it. They stole traditional Republican themes, faith, patriotism, and claim them as their own.
Because that's just a Republican thing?
Right. No, it's never been just a Republican thing, but they think it is.
Also impressive was the degree to which they cast a magic conjuring sorcery spell in which viewers got the feeling that the whole purpose of the Democratic Party is to break away from a grim and doom-laden reigning regime.
Yes,
Peggy. Yes. When they've been in charge for 3.5 years. Right. But we're not going back to Trump
Thank you.
Before that and the hate and the fear and the divisiveness. Oh, good God. Yeah, David Corn said stole. No one has an exclusive claim to patriotism. Right. I mean, it's hilarious.
That's
right?
The cartoon that the right has painted about the left.
I mean, okay, it's just gotten laughable. Trump tweeted, "My administration will be great for women and their reproductive rights."
Don't worry, kids.
T-Pain said, "There won't be any reproductive rights to worry about, ladies." Yes, yeah, so they'll be
gone.
Like, yes, most people, they're things that are dead. They're in a better place. Ladies, your reproductive rights are in a better place now.
Sure. Yeah. Been taken to a farm upstate where they could run free.
They're running free. Yeah. Your reproductive rights are running free on a farm upstate. I mean, if they can make it more insulting, like we're stupid, right? Like, how would you be great? We don't have any more reproductive rights. What do you mean? Okay. All right. Can I just say, Carrie Kennedy?
Bless her.
This was the Kennedy family statement. We want an America filled with hope and bound together by a shared vision of a brighter future, a future defined by individual freedom, economic promise, and national pride. We believe in Harrison Walls. Our brother Bobby's decision to endorse Trump today is a betrayal of the values that our father and our family hold most dear. It is a sad ending to a sad story. And it's signed by every member of the Kennedy family. Let's just say, as someone that has known sibling pain, I feel their pain. And everybody that knew Bobby when he appeared to be sane, including me, that just, this was just
including
sad.
Cheryl Hines.
It's not.
Oh, no, she's still supporting him. Big time. God.
It's not just his voice. It's that he's completely delusional.
He's nuts.
Like, I'm suspending my campaign, but I'm not ending it, and I could still win. I'm like, oh, my God, please get this guy some help.
He needs help.
Yeah, this is cut. Seven.
Mm-hmm. I want everyone to know that I am not terminating my campaign. I am simply suspending it and not ending it. My name will remain on the ballot in most states.
Oh,
I encourage you to vote for me. And if enough of you do vote for me and neither of the major party candidates win 270 votes, I could conceivably still end up in the White House in a contingent election.
Also, campaign finance.
Okay, Debrainworm. Yeah. I mean, seriously, yeah. I'm endorsing Donald Trump, but I could still win. I mean, he's just out of his nuts. Mind.
Well, campaign finance laws also dictate that candidates suspend their campaign instead of end their campaign. Otherwise, I think they have to give back the money.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And so everybody suspends their campaign. It's not unusual.
It shows what a giant grift this was from the beginning, that it was all funded by, you know, Trump. Yeah, I mean, the same guy that gave the most money to
Peter
Trump
Thiel,
gave the most money to him. It clearly. And so then when the polling started showing it might hurt Trump more, he got. I mean, it's just. Okay. This is Kerry Kennedy.
If my father were alive today, he would detest almost everything Donald Trump represents. His lying, his selfishness, his rage, his cynicism, his hatred, his racism, his fascist sympathies, his deliberate misinformation about vaccines, his criminal felony convictions, his contempt for the poor and suffering, for ethics, for democracy, and for healing, and his cruel sneering at human rights for suffering people in America and around the world, which was the cause that so moved and motivated my father. So I'm outraged and disgusted by my brother's gaudy and obscene embrace of Donald Trump.
There you go.
Yeah.
She also has that vocal thing that he has.
Yeah,
you can hear it.
It's Trump. They have the same billionaire mega donor who pumped over $165 million into the 2024 campaign, Timothy Mellon. He pumped all of this money into Trump and Kennedy. It always was just to hurt the Democrats and to help Donald Trump. And so it's so pathetic, the whole thing. This one, Nate Silver, a new model released by Nate Silver shows it barely makes any difference. Which, and by the way, it makes me think even more about Kamala Harris, if that's possible,
right,
that she told him to go pound sand.
Yeah.
Or he's like, she wouldn't even speak to me.
Good.
It shows she has good judgment. Can you imagine he's trying to get a, you know, Trump administration role? They say no. So he crawls over to Kamala's campaign to try to talk to her. They tell him pound sand,
they
and then he endorses. I mean, it's so sad. Nate Silver Kennedy was polling at around 5% when he dropped out. He said the election has shifted in favor of Harris. He said we removed RFK Jr. from our model, but it didn't hurt Kamala. Ted Lieu said, translation, JFK Jr., RFK Jr. is irrelevant and weird.
Thank you, Ted Lieu.
Yeah, if Trump didn't quite have the weird, rich, white guy, narcissist, conspiracy theorist, lunatic base nailed down. There you go. That's what that's for. All right. Hold my bear cub.
Stop that.
All right, fine. Fine. Dino Badala is coming up 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Powered me through the DNC, boy howdy. And Andrew, my 35-mile bike ride. You know what? I'd been off the bike for a couple of weeks, Chris, and I'm stuffed full of convention food. And Morning Kick saved.
Yeah, hotel and arena food.
Oh, Lordy. I don't need Jody. I'm not getting anywhere near a scale for a few days. But Morning Kick powered me through all of it. I tell you what, that's how I know I have all my supplements in one, right? Mm-hmm. 10 supplements in there, the prebiotics, probiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for your gut health, for your energy, you name it. Enhance your overall well-being. Do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work they will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell
us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. Randy in Rio Grande, California. Hello, Randy.
Hi, I love you all.
I love
you. Yeah, this is the Catman. Yeah, I was calling to defend MSNBC. They have great hosts and the great mind regulars, and they're on your program.
Yes.
And also, I saw Olivia Troy on your show from the convention.
Yes.
She was amazing. I've seen her many times on MSNBC and your show.
Yeah.
But she was really outstanding. I saw a really great side of her.
Yeah.
And then also Christy Pelosi. I had never seen her before. She was amazing. Yeah.
She's hilarious and a potty mouth.
Which yes, she is.
Yes, she
what
is.
Makes us love
all
her
right,
even more.
I saw Charlie Pierce. I saw Charlie Pierce and Brooklyn Dad behind the MSNBC cameras on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, Joy Reid.
Yep.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I met Caddy Kay. That was the one I got a
That's
picture.
That's cool.
Yeah. She's very English, you know.
She's very English.
Okay.
She never ages.
I know.
Patty Kane doesn't, no.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She was sitting right behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Behind us.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I also said hi to Dana Bash, who was also on the phone. But she was very nice.
And Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, you called him
Blitzer. He always seems awkward when he sees me.
Yeah.
Always seems like he's not sure what to say.
Okay. We didn't talk to him. He just went by us, right?
You went up to him and talked to him.
You said, no, we didn't.
Yeah,
I just
said,
waved.
Wolf.
I just said, hey, Wolf.
Oh.
That was it. That was it. That was the extent.
Oh, hi.
That was it. That was the whole conversation.
He was walking towards that two-hour line. I hope he didn't have to.
I don't think he had to wait in that line.
I think everyone did. We all were media. You had to, because that's how the security was. Everyone had to. I mean, you had different credentials, but it was the same line, you know. Hi, Pete in Wisconsin.
Hey, good buddy. Every morning. How are we doing today?
Yeah, how you doing?
So I actually want to tell you a story about knocking on some doors in small town Wisconsin.
Okay.
I've been out here helping knock doors for folks. And I've been knocking doors for a few years now. And I've started to notice a difference after Vice President Harris got into the race. Because occasionally I run into Republican doors. Mm-hmm. And just this last weekend, I had occasion to knock on two separate Republican gentlemen. And then I gave him the spiel, like, hey, do you think you'd be able to support Vice President Harris this fall? And both gentlemen didn't even look me in the eye. Both of them looked straight down at their feet and said, oh, I'm a Republican. But they were embarrassed to tell me that they were a Republican.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, hey, you know what? How about this? You know, I've talked to many Nikki Haley Republicans who said they're supporting, you know, Vice President Harris. You know, come on over. Like, well, you know, I'm a Republican. But they're like, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump. I'm like, well, come on then.
Come on.
Yeah. The point of this story is like, they're close. There's something that is changing out here. And
well, you know,
a lot of people are blinky.
Lieutenant Governor Duncan, as he said, right, if you vote for Kamala Harris, you're not a Democrat, yep. You're a patriot exactly. This time, right?
Yep, and I'm feeling it out here. Like, yep. Among the Democratic supporters that we have, there's electricity out here.
Yeah.
People showing up and getting out there. But more important than that, it's the Republicans that I'm talking to,
yep.
That I'm seeing right now.
Yep, let's bring them over. Join us, comfortably into the light. 29 minutes after the hour, Dean Obadala coming up, Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Grants from the National Park Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. The Inflation Reduction Act is helping homeowners and the environment with tax credits and rebates for people who make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say there's plenty of versatility.
And the beauty of the Inflation Reduction Act is that you can combine a lot of these. It's not like you have to just pick one. You can get a couple of different tax incentives for the same project. Well, let's say you're renovating a building while you're also adding some rooftop solar. You could get tax incentives for each of those.
Ben Evans is with the U.S. Green Building Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Friends, family, and authorities are still searching for a missing Madison man. The Dane County Sheriff's Office announced 63-year-old Paul Farrell was missing and endangered July 24th. A friend tells WMTV Farrell hasn't been heard from since July 19th. He's a dad, a son, a friend, and loved ones are trying their best to stay positive. His birthday was Saturday. People who love him gathered to share hope and support one another. And plans to redevelop the old downtown Madison area Technical College building have stalled. It's at 33 West Johnson Street, just a block off the Capitol Square, and it's empty. Over the last few years, there have been multiple deals to rehab it into workforce housing, this time into a hotel. All of them have since fallen through. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, the developer has now suspended the current plan for the project. Alder Mike Revere, who represents the area, told the State Journal he's disappointed the eyesore will continue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 93 for an actual high today. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we are back in Wisconsin after covering the DNC. We'll look back at the news of the weekend and get you ready for the last week in August. Badger football coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Department of Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
Thank you.
political question, but obviously a big part of this show is the MAGA hat.
For the first show, yeah.
Right. There are people that wear the MAGA hat and like what the MAGA hat represents. Are you afraid about alienating them? They could be fans of the show.
Alienate yourself! Yeah. Go! Go and alienate! You have my blessing!
Oh, Larry David.
And that was it, I think, to Cheryl Hines as well.
Go alienate yourself. That's so Larry. It's so peak Larry David.
Oh, that was Larry David?
That was Larry David.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Larry Trump.
I know.
She
was ridiculed on social media yesterday for threatening to prosecute illegal citizens.
What is that?
Right, if you're a citizen, you are therefore not illegal, so that doesn't really make any sense. Legally. But you know what? Neither does marrying Eric Trump, so, there's that. She said if you're a person who is attempting to cheat in our elections or you're an illegal citizen attempting to illegally vote in our elections, we will find you, track you down, and prosecute you to the full extent of the law. We're watching everything.
What is an illegal citizen?
We're filing lawsuits when necessary. We have people everywhere. Right. People were perplexed about illegal citizens. Keith Olbermann said there's a lot of illegal stupid in the Lara and Eric Trump household. And Chris tweeted, the oxymoron of illegal citizen aside, people who are here illegally really don't want to shine a flashlight on themselves by committing a felony to illegally vote.
Right.
And Bruno said, almost every person found guilty of voter fraud, a microscopic total of total votes cast, have been Republicans. Mm-hmm. Thank you. They're so desperate. All they can think of is ways to suppress and to cheat because they see, I think they feel the blue wave forming because it's certainly, I was asking you, Jody, because it's been traveling and exhausted, but there has been, the polling has not come out yet.
Not
that
yet.
Would show, you know,
as far as I can
a post-convention bump or not. But but we know she's already up. Yeah. I think Nate Silver, I don't know where Nate Silver has her up. The swing state polls, she's obviously beating Trump. And he's clearly panicking. I told you guys, what is your bet today? Is he going to show up for the debate? Because he is,
he has to.
I said, pre-pussing.
He has to.
He's pre-pussing out.
He is pre-doing that, but he has to show up.
Well, that doesn't mean he will. I don't know. I this is what I've always said.
And if he doesn't, then she gets an hour and a half to herself.
Exactly. Hmm. ABC has been very clear that they will go on with the debate whether he shows up or not.
I wonder if he's going to try to get Fox, though, to pull that stunt on whatever the stupid date was that he said.
Wasn't it next week?
Because nobody agreed to that. 4th? He just said, oh, there's a Fox debate this date. But, you know, who knows?
I think it was September 4th or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows whether, like, is he going to get them to put an empty podium and, oh, she didn't show up to the Fox debate, so I'm not going to do the whatever. And nobody ever agreed to a Fox debate.
Nobody did.
Okay. Kevin, the hilarious gay.
Hilarious Kevin gay.
3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Are you still in the glow of your triumphant performance at Friday's Stephanie Miller Show live remote?
I am in such a glow, and I have to say thank you to my supervisor, Karen, in Chicago, who knew I was going to be running late. I had to get the kids off to school, and then I had an hour-long drive.
Oh, wow.
To get to you guys. Yeah, yeah.
Northbrook is a track.
Max and Benny's, thank you for hosting us. Delicious food.
They were amazing. Those cookies were delicious.
So
Karen saved me a seat. She said, I'll save you a seat. And it was like 4 feet away from you guys.
Yes.
Seeing the sausage get made was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, no.
When there were technical...
No. Don't even bring it. Oh, God. Oh.
He's having technical flashbacks. He's like, oh, no.
It was a nightmare.
Well, I was going to say those were a headache at the time, but it was a little joyful for me because you were like, you know, I'm not going to get too graphic, but you were really close to
my butt was in your face because I was bending over. I fully admit that.
I was not mad at that. But speaking of which, Mama, I do have to say, if Chris is unwilling to serve as the Secretary of Sexy, I will fall on that sword for America.
Attaboy.
All right. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And then also,
By the way, I posted that photo of you and me on my Instagram. You got a lot of thirsty comments.
Hmm. I'm here for it.
There you go.
And then also, speaking of bits in our faces, I do suggest everybody who still hasn't seen the Sexy Liberal show, for Mama, your dress alone, for those of us in the front row. Like, so Bob was, when Bob was talking about Trump's wet mouth that turned all women gay and turned me straight, when I saw you in that short dress, it got me back into gaydom. So thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate you.
Okay.
Nobody needs to see a cooter.
All right.
Yeah, you really need to start wearing
the sacrifice you made for us.
Yeah. You couldn't see anything. All right. Anyway,
well, several photos that friends of mine who are in the audience posted tell us otherwise.
They're very thick tights. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, apparently not thick enough.
No, they're not thick enough.
All right. God. Buzz.
Maybe
kills,
you need to wear
everybody.
Leggings.
Yeah. Or okay. A diaper.
Shut up. Just everybody.
Just underwear.
Everybody. Underwear would help.
Hi, Andy in Delaware. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Stephanie. I want to ask you guys if you know anything about this legislation in Texas that would not use the popular vote to determine the Electoral College delegates.
I know nothing about that.
They would use... Okay. The law, I heard that it's either been passed or not, or it's in, you know, on deck.
The multi-state agreement?
They're going to go by the majority of counties rather than the popular vote.
Oh, that's the Texas thing, yeah. Yeah. Basically, if the county doesn't vote for a candidate, then it's a whole weird, Texas thing. It's a very strange thing, and it's legal in Texas right now. They basically, even if, say, Houston votes for Kamala Harris, if the county doesn't, then she doesn't get those votes.
You know what else is a Texas thing? Jasmine Crockett, which redeems my faith in all mankind. Okay. Go to my Instagram. Oh, my God. I have like a zillion, 11 billion likes on my Jasmine Crockett video. Okay. I'm going to say it's more, you know, her than me. But anyway, it's fantastic. She's fantastic.
Yes, she is.
As is Kerry Washington. This is adorable.
Oh. It is so cute.
I believe children are the future.
This is so cute.
Stop mispronouncing Kamala. You know how to say it.
God. There are some folks who struggle or pretend to struggle with the proper pronunciation of our future president's name. So, hear me out. Confusion is understandable. Disrespect is not.
Yep, here we go.
Here to help me are some very special guests.
They're so cute. They are so adorable, those two.
Thank you, ladies. Can you tell us your names?
Hello, everybody. My name's Amara. And my name is Leela, her little sister.
And what are you here to do?
To teach you how to say your auntie's name.
Okay.
You're so cute.
So how do you pronounce it?
First you say comma like a comma in a sentence. Then you say la like la 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 la.
Oh, my God. I just ovulated. It's so dusty down there.
Put it together, and it's 1, 2, 3, Kamala. All right, so let's practice. Let's practice.
Everybody on the, everybody over here, say Kama. Everybody over here, say La.
Together.
Oh, my God.
That was so cute.
Oh, I'm in a little bit of it. That was so sweet. I'm in a little diabetic coma now.
Aw.
So sweet. Whereas Oprah would say, Kamala! In her Oprah. She was the Oprah-iest she's ever been. Kamala! Harris! Okay. She was Oprah-ing. Let's see. Trump raged an early morning rant. Oh, Jesus. Is that something new that he's doing?
Yeah. All caps almost.
He called Fox News and others to trash Kamala Harris after her DNC speech, but he had to make a point. They called me. Such. They called me. I don't have to make calls to go on TV or anything else. They called me. It's called ratings. I'm the ratings machine, not compared to Kamala Harris. The DNC clobbered Trump's RNC in the rating. Her speech beat Trump's by 22%. 30 million people tuned in for Kamala Harris.
That's a lot.
It's a chunk.
I know he doesn't notice things like that. You don't think that bothers him, do you? Do you think that? Or Barack Obama's D joke? Size joke? Are you doing the baby accordion or are you doing the Barack Obama?
Barack Obama.
Okay. All right then. Let's go to Michael in Oakland. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I did see that the DNC got way higher ratings.
Yes.
And that's a really good sign. The guy on Spoutable, Christopher Bowsy,
Bowsy.
He says that Florida's going to flip.
Yeah,
I know.
And he's been pretty good lately.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's very exciting. Don't get happy.
Don't get happy.
Listen, Michael, you're my pro bono lawyer, correct?
Yes.
I resemble that remark.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. So on Tuesday, a process begins that could ultimately decide whether Judge Cannon will retain control of the documents case. Joyce Vance, our buddy, our pal, wrote Special Counsel Jack Smith's opening brief due in the 11th Circuit, where he's appealing Judge Cannon's decision to dismiss his prosecution of Trump. Judge Cannon ruled in July the process used to appoint the special counsel was unconstitutional and dismissed the case on that basis. If the special counsel Jack Smith is found by the appeals court to be eligible to stay on the case, the issue of Cannon's control will arise. Joyce writes, if they win this appeal, the government could ask the court to reassign the case to a new judge. Oh, please, God. They could also stay silent on the issue and leave it up to the court, hoping the three-judge panel will act on its own. That has happened in other cases in the circuit where a trial judge's decisions resulted in multiple reversals on appeals involving related issues. Am I being too happy-clappy and thinking there is a chance on this case that she will be removed?
Well, that same panel kicked, you know, just batted back Judge Cannon's, you know, nonsense about the special master. She just basically made that up, okay? And it appears, I mean, it took them like a couple of seconds to just bat that thing back, but, you know, legally speaking. I think they have almost no respect for her. This ruling that she made is so far out of the mainstream of legal thought, she just figures, what the heck, you know? Maybe I can pull some authority out of some place and make it look good enough to get it to the next level. If they think it's as bad as the other ruling, that is to say the other ruling that she made, they may take it upon themselves. It'll look better if they take it upon themselves to just say, look, she's just sort of blown this thing. We're going to give this to somebody else, which they have the right to do. Oh. Otherwise, it doesn't look so good if the government has to ask them for it. But either way, that's very much in play now.
Yeah. Oh, yay. Yay. All right. Let me take a moment to say, as I said to Jill Winebanks on Sexy Liberal Panel in Chicago last Saturday, I only want to hear legal opinions that make me happy. Just tell me that Trump is going to jail. I don't want to hear any other opinion. What?
Kind of like polls. You only want to hear the polls that make you happy.
Yes. I want my legal opinions happy clappy. Okay.
Right.
All right. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
America's only progressive phone company.
Get in the car. We're saving.
Yes. Who knew? Jody knew. I'm telling you, you can make a difference. Teeny tiny little you. This isn't a moment. It's a movement, people. And Credo Mobile has been way ahead of us. They have donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Planned Parenthood, ACLU, Transgender Law Center, on and on. Everybody doing the Lord's work. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company and the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. Switching so easy. Keep your phone, keep your number, get in. Like Chris said, we're going saving. Get in the Corolla. Let's go. Okay. CredoMobile.com. For back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo. They'll also donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Things like art supplies, technology, diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's
Maddie's Nature's Blend food. She is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild caught, ultra crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Comedian extraordinaire Dean Obadalla coming up in just a bit.
And lawyer.
Yeah, don't forget he's a lawyer.
And
too.
Also a Muslim.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's go to Larry the Mailman in Minneapolis. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I love you, love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Here's the deal. This is what we do. Everyone who lives in a blue state that borders a red state or a swing state must go to that state and do all they can. I'm going to go down to Wisconsin from Minneapolis every frickin' Sunday with a gang of folks. And we are going to turn Wisconsin blue.
Yep. You know, I was with Major Taylor Los Angeles, my bike club, who I love so much. And we recorded a little video and shot it out to all of our chapters because, you know, we're all here in a blue city and a blue state. But, you know, there's chapters in Indiana and Oklahoma and all over the place. So that's the thing. Think of all the friends and family you know other places. And
Yeah, calling all the shots. I have a brother down in Florida. I have a niece in Georgia. So, yeah, I'm on it with everybody everywhere.
Yep. Yay. Yay for democracy. Yay. This is what democracy looks like. I feel very alone back here in the studio again.
Yeah. I did all my chanting last
time. Everybody's very tired. Okay. All right. This was Bill Maher. He had Dan Crenshaw on. Again, this gaslighting just never ends. How they said there was a peaceful transfer of power last time. I'm like, what?
Can you tell me a scenario where he loses, maybe even by more, and he concedes the election? Can you imagine him saying, I've seen the results, and I'd like to congratulate Kamala Harris on running a good campaign? It's impossible to imagine.
I don't have to imagine. I don't have to imagine any of it because I know the history of it. And the history of it is he moved out of the White House. There was a peaceful transition of power, and there was an inauguration on January 21st.
Listen to that audience.
He tried everything not to do that.
Yeah. Exactly. I think we all have short-term memory loss, right? This was Carville.
These were people that assaulted the Capitol. They were trying to hang people.
But also to act like what Democrats have done before, which is often something that Republicans, when we have them on my show, say when we talk about January 6th and the fake electors and Trump refusing to admit that he lost the election. There was barely a peaceful transfer of power. They actually wouldn't even allow them to move forward with getting federal funding to start the transition for weeks. I remember it was because we found out about a little-known position that no one in the federal government even really knew much about because of that. But also, the difference then is Joe Biden went and certified the election. He was the vice president then, and he certified Donald Trump's election.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One last one, Crenshaw.
Democrats opened this door. Republicans ran through it. Congress, I'm hearing booze in the audience. The Constitution, yes, they did. Three elections in a row.
You cannot compare
those. I can, because they're going through what they deem to be a legal process. I think it's illegal, no matter which party does it. Because there's nowhere in the Constitution that says Congress gets to certify the election. Yep. They don't even use that word. This is based on an old 1886 law from the Reconstruction era. It's for a very different situation. We need to get rid of that entire process.
We need to have a full page one rewrite of the Constitution, not that there aren't some great things in
it. We have the oldest Constitution in the world.
Right, and some of it is ridiculous. I live in a state with 40 million people, and I get two senators, and the Dakota Territory gets four.
Okay. Can we just, both sides do not do it. Can we clear this up once and for all? First of all, this 2016, we had every reason to say Russia interfered massively. James Comey interfered massively. She still won by millions of votes. She did not refuse to concede. She conceded the next day. She did not call for an insurrection and have people overrun the Capitol. The 2000, every study shows if the counting was allowed to finish, Al Gore won. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court stopped that. Mm-hmm. So that we had a right to say that. But again, no one did. Al Gore conceded. He didn't call for people to overthrow the government. Right. So it's just this crap that they keep trying to say, Democrats do it too. Both sides do it.
No.
It's just, okay.
Remember, it was crap. Bush v. Gore. It was Bush v. Gore. It wasn't Gore v. Bush.
Right. By the way, can I just say, I called this that I don't, he seems to be, he's pre-posting, he's laying the groundwork for not debating her, because he's obviously a skirt. But I just, Jen Rubin talking about what the October surprise might be, because I get it, that there's a lifetime in politics until November. And she said, Trump may have another card up his sleeve for an October surprise, and J.D. Vance should be worried. Nothing would surprise me at this point, but here's what she said. The more people know about Bobby Kennedy, the more they're saying they don't want to vote for him. I think he's a perfect match for Trump. In fact, if I were J.D. Vance, I would stick by the phone, because he might just be the kind of guy Trump would pull in as an October surprise. Oh, please, God, let him dump J.D. Vance and think Bobby Kennedy is a better idea. You wonder about him saying, there's definitely going to be a terrorist attack on United States soil sometime before the election. And you're like, what does he know?
Right.
This traitor, right? We'll ask Dean Obadalla next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
On our next show, we'll talk to Hannah Van from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we'll be talking to Jim Santel about what's going on in the Supreme Court.
Join us.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.